Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, this was just really, really strange. And this was the post-game of the NC State locker room. And we got caught up in a lot of Steeler talk yesterday and didn't get to this. This was post-game of NC State when Pitt got beat. I think it was 35-17 or something thereabouts. So Pitt gets beat. They're now 2-5. And Ben DiNucci, there was flip-flopping of the quarterbacks with Kenny Pickett. And this was Ben DiNucci after the NC State game. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, a little bit surprised. Yeah, I wasn't necessarily aware going into this week that they were going to try to get him series, but you know, that's ultimately their decision. So the only thing I can do is, you know, respect it and try to help him out as much as possible.
Okay, so he says he was surprised they put Pickett in the football game because he wasn't aware that they were going to go ahead and give him any burn, any playing time. Now here's Pat Narduzzi about the same time talking to the guys post game. Here's Pat Narduzzi about that same occurrence.
Well, again, we had talked with them prior to the game, so you know there was a communication prior to the game on what we were going to do and what the plans were. And, so the communication was done prior to the game, and I know it doesn't make anybody happy, you know, either. I'm sure you know Ben would like to have had you know those three series back too, and you can look back and forth, but that's what we decided to do.
I'm totally lost here. 1,000% totally lost. Totally lost on this. It's a terrible look. There's no way to dress it up and make it look nice. You have the quarterback saying, I wasn't aware that another guy was coming in. I didn't know that was the plan at all. And you have the head coach saying absolutely the opposite. It's bizarre can be. And one would think that if there's any line of communication, it's to the quarterback.
Yeah, it came off strange. It looked strange. The timing that they did it was strange. Late in the third, trailing only by seven, is when he made the move and put the freshman in there. All of it looked strange. It was strange how we got in this situation to begin with DiNucci's helmet falling off twice. That was strange. And then in comes a freshman, and there goes his – everything was strange to this point now. You figured DiNucci won the job. It's his job. But now, apparently Coach Narduzzi feels none of them has distinguished themselves. So, wow, that's news to me because it was that way with DiNucci and Max Brown. Now it's this way around with Pickett. So very confusing what's going on all the way around.
Well, DiNucci had not distinguished. I know it was on, but it was a seven-point game. He had not distinguished himself to that point in the second half. There was an interception in there, and that was one of the things that Narduzzi was saying again yesterday. He also, in fact, I used a soundbite a little while ago, or maybe it's the one coming up now. But where he used the term selective hearing.
Right, but he also says, and listen to this soundbite, and I hope it's not the same one you're about to play, but Pat Narduzzi says that Ben DiNucci is the quarterback right now.
Ben's our starting quarterback without a question. I mean, he's the guy. But we're still going to have quarterback, and if things aren't going good, he knows that, we know that, whether you want to hear it or not. You know, sometimes you have selective hearing on what you want to hear and what you don't want to hear.
But how was their selective hearing the week before?
I don't know.
This Pitt team.
He meant leading up to the game.
Right. Well, leading up to the game, DiNucci, there was no selective hearing there in terms of how he portrayed it. He said that the young kid wasn't going to play.
But according to the coach, there was.
This is a mess. Hearing. This is a total mess at Pitt. I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know what's going on, but it's a mess. And I don't know if Max Brown would have stayed healthy if it would have been less of a mess. They can't recruit a quarterback. The coach got to get a lot better, and I like Pat a lot, but they got to get a lot better. And I know Matt Canada's struggling at LSU, but that loss was enormous for Pitt. Absolutely enormous for Pitt because they're at, what was it, 4th and 6 or whatever it was, game on the line, and they're running option right. I mean, it is a debacle what's happening at Pitt. I don't have any visions of grandeur like Pitt can win a national championship right now or anything, but 2-5 is embarrassing. It's embarrassing when your two wins are Youngstown and Rice.
And if you're DiNucci and you feel as if the communication wasn't there and you saw the kid go in there when the game was on the line, down by 7, they're going to go with this kid, how long do you think his leash is now in his head going into next week? Yeah, coach just said, I'm the starter, but that can change if I throw an incomplete pass.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff, and he's a starter, but we're still going to use two quarterbacks, and I think that there's, you know, you talk about looking over your shoulder.
Yeah,
when you weren't number one, like Max Brown was looking over his, and now DiNucci is looking over his, and you know maybe that's the way it is at a lot of schools, but the other thing that and people say we focus too much on quarterbacks. I don't think so, because Josh, you're a teammate, and when something's going on like that with the quarterbacks, what do other members of the team say? Right? There's a lot of
talking, splits the team, everything. A lot of bad happens when there's a quarterback controversy.
Everything trickles down from the quarterback. Every single thing.
There's a difference between competition. You hear the word competition or controversy. I mean, I don't know if it can be both at the same time, but that's what you got going on at Pitt.
You know, I heard Ron and Andrew talking last week, and they said, and I thought Ron was spot on this, and this was before the game. Andrew said, do you think the arrow's pointing up, or do you think the arrow's pointing down at Pitt? And Ron said, just straight away real quick, he said, I think it's kind of pointing sideways. Like, I don't know what to think right now. And at the end of the season, that's when I'll make my determination where the program is headed.
A lot of Pitt. I've talked to some alumni, and it's the word you hear. I think you used the word a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It feels like it.
That's the word. That's the word you hear right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.